Yeah.
Well, most of the time when we talk about the movement in California and the problems that confronted us back in the 30s and in the during the Depression. And I tell the story about what motivated me to do the things I did, and I always say that it was my mother, because my mother was a very smart woman. And my father and mother came from Zacatecas. And they fled the revolution and came to California. My dad followed the railroad. At that time, they were taking what they called enganches of people. They come across the border and they put them in boxcars and bring them home. And in 1918, they settled in Azusa. And my dad built a house there, and we lived there. And we lived there. And in 1925, my dad decided to start. Well, my dad used to work at the San Gabriel River, in the San Gabriel River. That's there between Duarte and Azusa. Those rocks that are on the side, my dad worked on those things. And in 1925, the project ended, and he started migrating north to Los Banos. And in 1925, he started migrating. He bought an old Model A, I guess, some kind of a car, and they took my older brothers, and they went north. And then in 1927, he decided to take the whole family. So we live in a labor camp. We live in a labor camp, that's where I was born. My brother Charlie and I were born in the labor camp because he helped helping this grower named Sam Hamburg, who was a immigrant, a Jewish immigrant from Russia, who studied agriculture and he came to plant cotton. I learned this later in my older years. I didn't know then, but I knew that when he came from. And that's where I was born. And I went through the whole scene of discrimination and the depression of being poor and all this sort of thing. And then in 1941, my brothers got, we were eight brothers and one sister. And in 1943, by 1943, three of my brothers were drafted. And we were over there at the labor camp in Los Banos doing the cotton. And Sam Hamburg asked my parents if we would stay at the camp the whole year, that he would give my brother Benny a deferment. And of course my mother accepted it and we stayed. And then my other brother got drafted, and then my other brother got drafted, and then my brother, my dad and Sam got into an argument. And then Sam refused to give Benny a deferment, so he got drafted, and then I got drafted. So
there were six of you.
There were six of us in the Second World War. I was the lucky one. I was the lucky one because I was the one that went right after the war.
Six.
All the same service?
Yeah, all in the Army. One in the Air Force, and the Army. One of our brothers was a prisoner of war. Two of them were wounded, and in 1947. Late 46, three of my brothers were in Japan at the same time at the occupation. And then in 1947, what they call the draftees were thrown out of the army, we were all released from the army. And we came back to Los Banos, and by that time there was a lot of riots and stuff in L.A., so my mother decided better not go back to Los Angeles, we better stay in the small town. And we settled in Los Baños. And so when we came back, we decided, well, let's go back to Sam and get our jobs back. Well, only to find that the braceros were there. They were there before we left, and we were the ones who taught the braceros how to do the work in the fields and the tractors and all that. Only to find that old Sam decided that he would hire us at 75 cents an hour because we've been gone from the job for quite a while, so the bracero was getting 80 cents, and he would give us 75. That my two brothers and I were shocked, you know, and had a hell of an impact on me. And when I got home, I told my mother, And my mother was very bitter. She was very bitter about the war and about my brother being a prisoner, and my other brother came wounded. And we talked a lot, and she told she would cuss him out, like ungratefuls and that sort of thing. So my other three brothers went back to the fields, and that's where I had my first strike in 1947, late 48. I had a strike. I was out there chopping cotton, and my two brothers, and I never forget, this guy came in a pickup, and we were out there smoking, and he came out and cussed us out because we were working hard enough. So my brother threw a hoe at him, and I did a huelga, and I walked out, and only to find that my only one that left was my brothers, and they almost stayed. And that was the end of the first strike. We didn't get anywhere. Nobody followed us. We had to walk home. We walked about 5 or 6 miles.
So that's when you started to understand the value of organizing.
Yeah, I told her.